In some Jewish circles, there is a minhag of baking a special type of challah on the first Shabbos after Pesach, made either in the shape of a key or some put a key inside. It's known as shlissel challah. Shlissel is a Yiddish word which means key. So people make a special challah in the shape of a key or put a key in on the Shabbos after Pesach. Apparently, it goes back from communities from Poland, Germany, and Lithuania. And what is it? Why do people do it? It's a segula, a ritual, a good omen for parnasa, for making a living. And in fact, just to quote as the Satmar Rebbe, who used to talk about a different segula for parnasa, that there's Rizal, a Zohar, one of the early Kabbalists says there's a minhag of reading on the Tuesday before we read Parashat Bishalach, we read the Parashat Aman, the Parashat of the Man, that's the food that sustained the Jews for 40 years. So it's a segula, it's a good omen for Parnassah. So the Rav Satmar Rebbe used to always say, remember, between 9 and 5, the segula stops. If you want to do the segula up until 9 or after 5, because 9 to 5 you go to work, that's the real segula for making a parnasa. So either way, this is a minhag that developed in the Shabbos after Pesach. It's known as shlissel challah. And what's the connection with the Shabbos after Pesach? Why don't we do this anytime? So there is a connection between parnasa and Pesach that we say with nidon ala tfuah, that on Pesach we're judged on the tfuah, and the we on the parnasa. Discussion in the Rishonim, like how do we reconcile this with Rosh Hashanah? Maybe Rosh Hashanah is life and death, mi yichya mi yamas, here it's on Parnassa. Some make a distinction between communal and individual. So whatever the reason is, there is a connection between Parnassa and Pesach. So, but why specifically, where does the key fit in? So some point out that one of the minhagim we read on Pesach is Shir HaShirim, usually Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but when there is no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we read it on Shabbos on the last days of Pesach. So it says in Shir HaShirim, open for me, my sister, my beloved, which the rabbis explain, that God's asking for us to open up within ourselves a small hole, and in return, God will open up a much larger hole. And so, too, I guess the key in the shlissel challah is we're opening a small hole and God will fulfill, he'll open up the rest of it. Others point out a pi Kabbalah, that on the second night of Pesach, we all know we begin counting Sfiras HaOmer. Technically, even though it says Tzibruch HaMishim Yo, we count 49 days, and it goes from, it's the bridge between Pesach and Sukkot, because the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. So based on Kabbalah, the 50 days of counting, they represent the 50 gates. As the Jews, so too, it's like 50 gates, so every gate needs a key to get in. So therefore the custom right after Pesach, when we're in the midst of the Sfiras HaOmer, we put the key in. Others point out over Pesach, the Shamayim is opened up, and after that it closes. In order to get it back open, so to speak, we have the key to open it up, etc. And it's among other reasons given as well. It's brought down in the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim, pages 249 and 250. And also the Abta Rav brings down, he says, it's a minhag kadmonim. It's a much earlier custom. So they point out that we know that the Jewish people for 40 years, how did they survive? They had the man. They ate the food from heaven. And when they entered Eretz Israel, they started eating from the fruits of the land, the tfuah of the land. And that's how, and up until now, they were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for them. And when they moved to Eretz Israel, they had to work for a living. In fact, that's how some explained that was the mistake that Meraglim made. They thought it was a higher level to keep on with the Man Shamayim, and therefore that misled them. Or as the commentators point out, that how come it's just what do we call nature? What do we call miraculous? Something that happens all the time we call nature. Something that happens miraculous we call a miracle. But really it's a state of mind, as they say, of the Jewish people when they entered Eretz Yisrael. When Yeshua said, you know what, you're going to plant a tree, you're going to plant food, and food's going to grow out of the ground, or trees are going to grow to 30 feet high. Wow, what a miracle. If someone said that today, like Yidyon, but if someone said today, you get food from heaven. So for us, food, manna was a miracle, because it breaks the laws of nature we're not used to, but for the Jews in the Midbar, that's what they expected. So now that what they had to make a parnasa. So it's kind of like the Shlisu Chala. It's that the Kaddish Baruch Hu should open up the open up our gate to Parnassa. And therefore that's why we do it then. Or as I think the Abderav points out as well, that basically the man began to fall in the month of Iyar. And that Shabbos, we've always benching, it's Shabbos Mevorchim of Chodesh Iyar, and therefore that's the appropriate time. So those are different reasons brought down for the meaning. Is there any reason, there are those who oppose this minug? Why would anyone be against it? What's the harm? You go for Kabbalah, you don't go. So others point out that there were many traditions in the Christian world that used to bake pukkis into the cakes and the bread. And that's why, so someone acclaimed, in fact, during that, if you notice, earlier keys look like crosses. And they had a minig baking special Easter challahs or whatever they built for the holiday. So the question is, where did the original minhag come from? Did it come from them, come from us? So the question is it Darkei Amori? Because we have a similar issue or discussion in the Rishonim regarding Erev Yom Kippur when we bring the kaparas, and some have an old custom of doing a chicken, taking a chicken and saying that kaparasi, as opposed to tzedakah. So that's an earlier discussion in the Rishonim, whether it's Darkei Amori. But that's an issue of Darkei Amori. The meaning is obviously many people do it. So that's what they point out, that when you have in mind, you don't have in mind Darkei Amori, obviously you assume it's not. You have in mind that the action you're doing will elicit you to do tshuva, and like the chicken will be a kapara. So similarly here, obviously if you think it's Darkei Amori, that's those who discourage this practice. But if you don't think it's Darkei Amori, so again, obviously, it's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us parnasa. We do things to try to get us going. And also others point out, in general, there's a machokas Rishonim in terms of doing things that, let's say, are derech segula, things that, let's say, aren't proven scientifically. So I don't think there's any scientific evidence that if you put keys in your challah, somehow that's going to affect your parnasa. So, the Rambam, in general, he doesn't talk about Shlisu Chala. In general, he says something which is Derech Segula. They talk about it, Mishnah and Yuma, about eating a loaf or a liver. That's already something which is Usur. And they used to eat it for Refuah. So, according to the Rambam, if there's no scientific proof, so obviously if it's Usur to eat, it's Usur. You'll be eating treif. But even if not, he's against it. You know, Tamim Tiyasham Alkech, we don't make up our own rituals. And other Rishonim disagree, the Rashba and others say they're much more bottom line. If keys in the challah actually worked, he's not talking about keys in the challah either, but he's talking about if you have these people, you know, swear by these different refuahs, these medicinal things. And therefore, he points out that if something works, so then you could do it. That's the whole discussion with the red thread. Some people walk around, is that Darkei Amori or not? So there's a minig, I guess there seems to be a stronger minig because people talk about Shlisu Chala more now than before. That's because people are always into segulas more than people are always into segulas, more than doing the mitzvahs per se, as they say, a segula for long life. That's kivud aveim. The Torah tells us. So in general, we try to keep it to the mitzvahs. But if someone has they're from the talmidim of the Abdurab or the family minig, so if you're going to do it, so have in mind at least the different reasons given down, whether it's from Shir HaShirim to open up the lines to do tshuva, the 50 gates, or is it because the man fell on Iyar, or the heavens on Pesach are closed, and I want to open them, as long as you have you realize that, you know, Parnassa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it should be a schus as well for Parnassa.